Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
I'm trying to think of what they say at the beginning of
starring Harry Anderson.
Yeah.
Also featuring
presiding Harold T. Anderson.
And then who is that black chick?
Well, Selma Diamond. Remember Selma Diamond?
Oh, you thought it was over, didn't you?
Starring Harry Anderson.
There was Marky Post.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And she was Christine, and there was John Larroquette, man.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was classic.
Okay, here's something you might not know
Old
about
Shannon.
John Larroquette. Did you know that he is the narrator for the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
What?
1974.
That's awesome.
Listen to it the next time you have a chance to, and you're like, whoa, that's John Larroquette.
I think he's on a new show called Dads or something, where it's two dads that move in with their sons.
Gay?
No, I think they just move in.
No, I meant, is the show stupid?
Oh, I haven't seen
just kidding,
it. I don't know.
I fooled you. Oh, you thought it was over.
But no, I don't know if it was him or not, though. I could be completely wrong. But that'd be cool, because I always thought that he was funny, and watching recent clips of Night Court confirms it, man. They had a great cast. Richard Mall as Bull Shannon.
Now, was that
fantastic.
After Taxi?
84.
Yeah, that was after Taxi was done. Because I've been wanting to check out some Taxi. Haven't yet, but I used to see snippets of Night Court, but I don't know what it was at the time when it was out. I wasn't really interested. 84, I was 16.
Yeah,
getting
you were
into
probably
Slayer.
Doing better things than watching
playing
TV.
I was playing my guitar.
Part prime time TV.
Smoking weed, listening to Slayer.
Yeah.
saving my money for concerts.
But it ran for like 9 years. It ran.
Yeah, I remember it being really successful and popular. Everybody talked about Night Court.
And this guy, Jackie Elliott, who wrote this music conductor, also did
a ton.
Barney Miller.
Yeah.
Remember the theme for that?
Trying to hear it. I thought I saw a quiz on here, an audio quiz of Name That Show. We might try to find that and play that later.
Yeah.
But the Barney Miller theme was like, that was always a fun one to try to play on the bass. Also, slappy kind of funk bass, like Night Court and Seinfeld.
Wow.
Taxi theme was totally different, kind of jazz oriented.
He also created the Henry Mancini Institute.
What's that?
And Henry Mancini was a famous.
Well, I know, but what's the institute?
I think it's just a place probably for people to go to learn music and to study it. But he also did Charlie's Angels.
Right on.
The Jerk. The music for the film. The Jerk. Which is one of the greatest Steve Martins. Which is the greatest Steve Martin comedy of all time.
I don't know. You thought it was over, didn't you? I dropped my lighter and the lighter dropped right on this button and it just went...
Dude, you're I'm totally a Black Betty, ram-a-lam-a-lam.
You thought it was over, didn't you?
Yep.
But yeah.
Do you think Betty White should change her name?
To what, ram-a-lam?
No, she doesn't. No, turn her name around. Instead of Betty White.
White Betty?
Yeah.
Whoa, White Betty. Okay. Let's see if you can name this intro.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was...
Oh, shit, that gave it away. Nope. Damn it.
I love how you said it gave it away and I got it wrong. I Spy.
Nope.
Mission Impossible. That someday he would return to her. Return to her. He appeared at the home of his friend
Oscar Madison. Several Felix years ago, and Oscar? Madison's
wife had
The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Jack Klugman.
Now that you say Felix and Oscar.
It sounds like a cartoon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's see if you can name this one. 70s.
Oh. Rhoda?
No, that's close, though. It's a show I've been talking about.
Mod.
Taxi!
Oh, Taxi.
Yeah. Did you know that Tony Danza drove the car that took the outer shots of driving across the bridge there?
Oh, really?
I'm learning all kinds of stuff about Taxi.
He probably was a cab driver.
No, he was a boxer.
Oh, that's right.
And he even played a boxer on Taxi. He was a boxer that was a part-time cab driver, part-time boxer.
And then he went on to play a former baseball player, didn't he, on Who's the Boss?
I guess so, yeah, huh? He wasn't a boxer on there, was he?
No, and then Sam Malone, also a famous ex
really?
Baseball player.
That must have been a big thing for sitcom writers or something.
Cheers was great.
Another one that I never really got into, but it was probably cool. I just...
too much, you know... what's her name? After she came on board, Kirstie Alley.
Right.
But, you know, early Woody Harrelson, man, playing a guy that's dumb as fuck. That was classic.
Yeah, for sure. How about this one? It's the Benny Hill Show.
It's the Yakety Sax Attack Hour.
That's right. I think this is a 22-minute loop. We could do a yakety.
That's not enough.
We could do a yakety sax episode today on the show. We will have our guest, nobody, because it's just me and Gatch today. Next week we might have a guest. We might not.
Here's a set idea: is to time your jokes with the come around of the.
Do you remember that old guy's name?
Peanuts.
He used to chase him around and bonk him on the head.
The cop or whatever, the Keystone cop?
No, the old little dude.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I just remember there's a few people. What's his name? Dorf part of that?
Maybe.
Tim Conway?
No. No, this was all English people.
Oh.
They were from over across the sea.
Ben Hill.
It never stops. So that was too easy, but it came up when I was searching, so I had to throw that in there just to make everybody's hump day a little bit funner.
I don't think
we said welcome hump day. It's hump day. Get out and do some humping.
I didn't anything on the intro. I think it was still
you just
intro
started
on.
Talking.
Yeah, I just started talking about Night Court.
Yeah.
Everybody rise.
They know that.
That's what I was trying to think of. The Honorable Harold T. Stone presiding.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Are you sure?
The unhonorable Judge T. Judy presiding.
Judge T. Judy?
They don't keep me around here because I'm beautiful. They keep me around here because I'm smart. That's what she says.
Don't pee down.
I was aware
back.
Of the first one. Yeah. But they don't keep her around there because she's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, this is supposed to be some kind of a quiz.
All right.
This is a chance to test your knowledge. Do you think you have what it takes? Catch. If so,
got my arm above the buzzer.
Begin. No cheating, it says. Number one, name that theme song. Face to face,
a couple of silver spoons. Silver spoons.
Oh man, good job! All right, I can't. Well, that's not a very good one to choose. It said the name of the thing, Ricky Schroeder.
Uh-huh.
Talk a little bit about Ricky. He doesn't like to be called Rick anymore. He's on one of those CSI shows. He likes to be called Rick.
Yeah. NYPD Blue, I think he was on.
Okay. There number was two. When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water, I don't think I'll ever
I don't know. He didn't get a chance to talk about Alfonso Ribeiro.
Isn't this Saved by the Bell? Yeah, I won that one.
Yep, one and one.
Okay. So, Dustin Diamond. Reach! Okay, here's number three. Doesn't give us much time to talk about anything.
Family Ties.
Wow! You've been watching some Family Ties.
I have.
Now that sounds like any other 70s rock song like that. Like, that sounds like...
You don't know.
Isn't that Alan Thicke right there? Or am I thinking...
No, that's the other Family show.
Oh.
You mean Michael Gross?
Family Matters.
Yeah. No, that sounds like Aaron Tippin.
It does, huh?
All right, here's number four. They just don't give us a chance to talk about him. Sergeant Bilko? McHale's Navy? Baba Black Sheep?
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
They don't tell us either, so we're going to have to go back and check the answers when we're done.
I'm
not familiar.
Little House on the Prairie.
Nope. Okay. I don't think so.
Growing Pains.
Oh, man. You're right on it. Damn it. Now, that might be Alan Thicke or Robin Thicke, his son, when he was like two. Robin Thicke has like the most popular song
This is Michael Goss.
Have you heard about Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke? It's viral right now. I've never even heard it. We'll have to check that out later.
As long as they had each other.
That's all that matters.
That's
what matters when family. That's family matters.
Michael Seaver.
Yeah. All right, number six. Here we go. Golden Girls.
Oh, man.
I saw your face light up, and then I had to beat you to it.
Oh, dude, I was too busy.
Seeing that odd.
I was, yep.
B. Arthur naked.
That's what it was.
Thank you for being a naked picture.
Yep. Thank you for being in my head.
Now, this says 80s sitcom theme, so that one militant-sounding naval one sounded older than that.
Oh.
Ow. Oh, man, that sounds like my Wii when you're in between games. There's a time for love and a time for this.
Take a chance and what's this fucking show? Kate and Ellie.
Is it? Okay. I got to write that down just in case. Seven.
Well, no, if it's Kate and Allie on there.
I don't think it'd be Kate and Allie.
No.
I'm going to say it has a black cast. So that's racist.
Sounds like a Saturday Night Live shit. Friday Night Videos, Soul Train. I'm thinking like
now,
11 o'clock.
Oh, no. It's like Rose, not Roseanne, but something like
Step by Step.
This is tough, dude. This is a tough one. Here's number nine. Or wasn't that... it wasn't News Radio. Got me on number nine.
Fame?
No, they had the song Fame. Okay, here's the last one.
Ooh, what a feeling.
Life is such a sweet insanity. Tom Hanks, Bosom Buddies.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know. There's a love that starts by
letting go. I've heard this.
Oh, Step by Step. Damn it. Thanks for giving that one away. Okay, let's see if they
can. That was the late 80s, though. I don't think I was.
Oh, there. Shit. We're still going. 11. Oh.
Cheers.
No, that's Everybody Knows Your Name.
Is that what this is?
I don't know. Wouldn't
you like to? Yeah, that's
Cheers. Oh, okay. Cheers. All right. Gotcha. You hit your button.
Well, I didn't remember it going to another verse.
But do. Next on Cheers.
Fame.
No way. Airwolf. I don't know. Greatest American Hero?
No.
Dude, I don't know how long some of these shows ran.
We're going to find out. Oh, that's not Roseanne?
Family Matters.
Can I do that? Whatever happened to predictability?
The milkman, the paper. I know all these, but
is
I
this
can't.
Full House? Maybe this Full House.
Maybe. Yep. Good job. Good job for knowing the segment.
Uncle Jesse! Who was it?
Oh, Different Strokes. Ooh, I was quick on that one.
What you talk about, Willis?
Yep.
Conrad Bain. An old white guy that adopts little black kids. That's weird. And it's called...
Dude, he said a big statement. He was important in our cultural history.
Oh, for sure. Like, I will.
What if Archie Bunker, that guy would have played that role after coming off of Archie Bunker?
Now listen here, you little niggas.
Oh, duh. See, that's not 80.
I think it started at like 89.
MASH? Is that MASH? Wait. Cosby Show. That's Cosby Show, right? No.
Kind of sounds like
Seinfeld. Cosby-ish. Cruel Summer? Is that Madonna? Or what'd that say? Oh, where's the answers? They better give us the answers here.
Clint Silver Spoons.
Yep, we knew that one. Okay.
Are you going to play the whole things again?
No, I hope not. If it is, I'm going to turn it down because I don't want to hear that. It's giving us a nice collage of family pictures from Silver Spoons. Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Okay, we had that one. I got that one.
I never really watched Saved by the Bell that much.
I didn't know it was the song, but the song was about the bell ringing, and then it said Saved by the Bell. So that was
certainly
just an educated
guess. Yeah. I wasn't saying that you were a huge fan of
Family Ties, you got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish
that I have been watching.
Recently? Oh, yeah. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. That's right.
Yeah. Alex P. Keaton before he started shaking.
When he was stirred.
Dude, he was like 23 when he was playing like a 17.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
What?
No wonder we didn't get that one.
Dude, what was that on? How many channels did they have back then? They didn't have like ABC Family.
No. Then you got Growing Pain.
They had The World. You know, Leonardo.
Yep, we said that at the same time.
Yep.
My daughter was just watching the Titanic earlier.
He's
going to
play H.H.H. Holmes.
Golden Girls, we got that. So yeah. I was telling her, it ends the same every time. Why are you watching it? And I was like, it ends with Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio has a blue popsicle. And then when Kate Hudson was getting, or whatever her name is, Kate Winslet. Oh, it was Who's the Boss?
Oh.
That's when we couldn't get.
Judith
Light. Man, we blew it. But yeah, she was on the reel on that one scene getting ready to kill herself on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. So this should have just ended there and let her jump.
That show, yeah. Yeah, they should have.
It was the Cosby Show. But I didn't say it. I said it later. The one that you said it sounded like some Saturday Night Live shit.
Yeah, it was Cosby Show.
Yeah. So we missed that one, darn it.
No, you got it right. You said Cosby Show.
I said Cosby Show on a different one.
Oh.
Oh, 21 Jump Street. They didn't play this part for us. They played us the intro.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's first big TV show.
He doesn't attend their reunions either.
Why?
Because he's too good for him.
Oh, it was the Hogan family. Remember that?
Yeah, then it became like the Duncan family because that one chick
killed
herself.
Look, it's Michael from Arrested Development.
He had, you know, chops then, too. Comedy timing chops.
Yep, so you got Cheers. Oh, I see what they're doing. They're reprising the song right where it faded out when they're giving it up.
They're always glad you came. It's a brothel.
They got rags everywhere.
They do.
Bar rags.
Yep, Woody.
It's your move.
What?
I thought we were playing checkers, though. It's your move.
Oh, okay. That'd be great, man. A Checkers cast. That had to be like.
I do not recognize anybody. That lady kind of looks like Amy Poehler. And then you got Full House. Nice job.
Uncle Jesse.
Look at that, Kimmy Gibbler.
Kimmy Gibbler. She's all grown up now.
She's like a cobbler.
Kimmy Gibbler. Kimmy Gibbler. Okay, hurry up, you guys. Number 14 was Different Strokes. We got that one. What you talking about, Willis?
It took Different Strokes to raise a couple.
Remember that sad the same lady from Facts of Life on it?
It did.
Yeah. I wonder if that's one of these that
Edna.
We didn't get. Yeah. Charlotte Ray.
What about Alice? What about that show?
Yeah. Mel's Diner.
Yep.
Okay, we all knew this
one. I vaguely remember
those.
You don't see those on like DVD sets, though, or Netflix.
I know. Why not? Okay, I think we got four left.
We could probably buy the rights for a couple $100 for the entire Mel's Diner franchise.
So that was 15, actually. That last one was Cruel Summer by Bananarama, just for fun. So that was a little fun.
Oh,
a little fun.
Wasn't
it fun to hear some Bananarama at the end there? All right, so enough about that, I guess.
Dude, I have a list here of, remember we did the SNL characters? I have final numbers for those. Stefan did win by 33.
Stefan won. Wow.
Yep, and Folly with 19%, Wayne and Garth and the Spartan cheerleaders with 10, and Roseanne Adana with 9. And that kind of rounded out the top 5. And next week they're doing the best sketch, but this week they did, and I already have the results, best host of Saturday Night Live. Top 10 I have right here. Now, this is a top 10 that they chose. All you've seen was the top 10, and you chose which one was your favorite.
Okay, I'm going to guess my top 10,
top
10. And see if I can match you. And these are in no particular order.
All right.
We'll say Steve Martin. You don't have to tell me whether I'm right or not yet.
No, I'm not.
Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin.
All right.
Tom Hanks.
All right.
Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm.
John Goodman.
All right.
George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6. I need 4 more. Okay. Shit, now I'm losing it. I don't know many of the newer ones that would be considered great, but I'm just thinking of all the repeat ones.
Certainly. You have the 5 Timers Club. You got like Murray.
Bill Murray?
I think he's been in that 5.
I think he only did...
he's hosted enough.
They had that recent one where someone
Timberlake
recently became the 5 Timers, and then
Timberlake.
They had all those people from the 5 Timers Club.
Yeah.
That was pretty
Timberlake, they had Aykroyd
episode.
In there.
Yeah, but he was just the bartender.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't even... He's only hosted a couple times.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase, probably.
A Martin Short.
Okay, I'm just going to stop at 6 because I'm wasting time here.
All right, a couple of those are not in there.
I would not doubt it.
I'm going to say that because I didn't really think of like who, but now that you say Tom Hanks, definitely I think should be in there, and he's not.
Oh, okay.
And John Goodman, definitely, and he's not.
Huh. I bet Alec Baldwin is, though.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Certainly. All right, finishing off tied for 9th place with 3% of the vote. Bill Murray.
Okay.
And George Carlin.
All right. So George Carlin made it barely.
Barely.
Half of the last. Okay.
And in 8th place, and this is an interesting 6% of the vote, I did not know this fact, Tina Fey. She's only done 2 episodes.
2 hostings, yes.
But I do believe she wrote the entire episodes.
And I also believe that since she's coming back, it makes a more magical show. Or not magical, but you know what I mean? Like everything clicks. Probably
certainly.
Funniest, so she's a good host.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's one of the newer ones that I was talking about. Well, I can't think of who's re-hosted that, you know.
She's only twice, and she is, I mean, well, I
at
guess
least
she's been gone for like 8 years,
at
right?
At least she's at number 9. So
it's hard to believe that 30 Rock probably, 7, 8 years.
At least. Probably 7 seasons.
And so, and then tied for number 6, you got White Betty.
How many times has she hosted?
I don't know. It's just a popular choice these days. And Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. But he's probably only done it 3.
Yeah. He's a great cast member. And he knows what works coming back as a host. But, you know,
right.
I mean. Number 5, Melissa McCarthy.
Now,
remember, this top 10 list was picked by Hulu.
Yeah, and they're current people. They got current movies that are considered funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever.
Yep. All right, and tied for number four with 10% of the vote, Christopher Walken.
Cool, I'm glad he's up there.
And Alec Baldwin.
All right. Number three.
Those are tied for number three.
Oh, okay.
Number two would be Steve Martin pulling in with a 15% of the vote.
Yep.
At number two, and at number one would double that.
Chris Farley? Nope. John Belushi? Nope.
Newer.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Newer.
Wow.
Well, maybe not. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, because he was almost a fucking member for a while. Like, he would be on episodes.
He would
episodes.
Be on The Lonely Island.
He'd be on episodes that he wasn't even hosting.
Yeah, and he wasn't he pretty much both of the ambiguously gay duo?
No.
I'm just making fun of him now.
Yeah, him and Sandberg. Him and Sandberg were the not ambiguously gay duo. They're like, we're gay and we know it duo.
Those mustaches mopping up in the back of the store.
Yep. Well, that's a halfway decent list, at least.
Yeah.
I could do without the Melissa. The Justin Timberlake, I guess, is kind of justified. Betty White, I guess I hadn't seen enough.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'd probably disclude Betty White and Melissa McCarthy just on number of times that they've done it. And I would consider Faye borderline just based on that. But knowing that she wrote the entire episodes...
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
But then that just makes me look like a sexist for saying all that, since those are the women. But honestly, the other ones have just hosted more. Steve Martin, Justin Timberlake, Baldwin, Walken, even Ferrell. I don't even know if I would consider him more as a top cast member of all time rather than a top host. You know, I don't know if I would really consider many cast members in there, really.
Yeah.
Just because of that reason.
Yep.
And I can't think of it. Yeah. Was Steve Martin? No, he wasn't.
No, but he was a very, very frequent host. I think that's why he...
Like
he,
15 times,
he
right?
Should have been number one. I don't think Timberlake should have won over him, but...
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's just, you know, you got to discount current a little bit. Like the last time with Stefan beating Foley. You know, probably Foley's the greatest character... But just recent memory, you know, so gives us Stefan.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Martin is, you know, with recent boost to Timberlake because he's more recent.
Right. Well, we'll see who wins. I think that Steve Martin should probably win, but because of popular
demand. No, that's already there.
Oh,
already.
It's done. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That's all right. Number one, that's right. Duh, what was I thinking?
That's fine.
It's like the last one, I guess. Yeah. I was thinking of the last one. Last time.
Best sketch next week, though.
Ooh. More cowbell.
You think so?
Maybe, or samurai optometrist.
Yeah, Canteen Boy is pretty fucking funny. Mm.
I bet that'll be up there because of Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the cowbell one is probably the most classic of all time.
They start cracking up during that too, and it's so fucking hard for me not to laugh when Will Ferrell says, "I would be doing a disservice to myself and this band," and he's trying to Fallon's cracking up and fucking Parnell and all that. That's a classic line up there with Horatio Sands and Chris Parnell, Jimmy Fallon. That's a good one. I like it.
Man, yeah,
I'm gonna go watch it.
And it would be fun. Would be to do top 10 SNL commercials.
Yeah, have you watched the best of commercial parodies? Like they have.
I've seen,
of?
I think one a long time ago. They've had a few of them, right? I don't think I watched any of the recent ones, but probably my favorite's the Taco Town. Taco Town.
Where you put the taco inside of something else.
Inside a pancake.
And full of gravy.
Yeah, or salsa.
I like the one where you have a cold, Chris Farley, and you just sleep all the way through. Like, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like hibernate or something like that. It's cold medicine. And so he takes it, and then he wakes up like 4 months later, and he's got a huge beard. And she's like... Oh, guess who won the Super Bowl, honey? It's like, just go to sleep.
Yeah, just sleep through your cold, the flu season.
The whole winter season, you just sleep. That way you never get a cold.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Pretty classic. You want, did they ever think, he probably never was, Flavor Flav never hosted Saturday Night Live, did he?
Flavor Flav! I bet Public Enemy was on there. They might have used him in a sketch.
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe, probably more Chuck D, because he was kind of more controllable.
So it was Detroit. Detroit like that went bankrupt, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear that Flavor Flav had a chicken and ribs eatery in Detroit?
Yeah, I've known that before.
Oh, it's closed its doors after eight months of operations.
It's in Ohio, right?
It's in Michigan.
Or is this one in Detroit?
It's right outside of Detroit in Sterling Heights. But that's just like saying Hillsboro or Beaverton for Portland.
Yeah,
it's a part of the big town anyway. But it says that they haven't paid rent ever since they opened their business 8 months ago. And they said, do not fear, we're merely relocating. And then he posted Flavor Flav, Detroit, where you at? With a lot of A's and a lot of T's.
They're not in Detroit.
Well, that's me. I don't know.
Who would want to go there to Detroit anyway as a tourism town when you're looking at Hardcore Pawn as an example of what you'd run into there?
He wants to bring it straight to the heart of Metro Detroit. So he's moving it downtown.
They need a lot of help in Detroit, not just financially, but just I don't see anybody wanting to go over there.
I never knew this. Did you know what Flavor Flav's real name is? William Drayton! William Drayton.
Wow. He should have. Why wasn't he?
It sounds so much better.
Wasn't he Draver Drave?
Billy Drayton! Flavor Drayton, maybe.
Or he could have been.
Flavor.
He could have been Billy Bill.
Billy Flavor. He has the flavor, though, to savor.
Flavor Dre.
So you're he's not a millionaire, but I bet he has money. You don't even pay your rent for 8 months? How do you even get away with that? And they're like, oh, it's cool, we're relocating.
Yeah.
The town's bankrupt, so what the fuck are you bitching at me about? Did you hear about they're making a Queen movie about the band Queen?
Mm-mm. Who's playing Freddie Mercury?
It was going to be Sacha Baron Cohen.
That'd be pretty funny.
No, serious though.
No, I know, but I know that I'm saying
he
that
looks
kind of
like him with the mustache and stuff like that. And I guess he'd been training real hard, and he can actually sing, and he was going to sing his own parts. But
he wouldn't have to say my wife.
He's dropped out of the movie though.
Oh, really?
Yep, for creative differences. Apparently, he wasn't seeing the same vision of Freddie Mercury as they were. So now they got to find someone new to play Fred. Who do you think it should be?
Tom Selleck.
Oh, man, he's got the mustache, but he's a little too old. Could it be?
Well, why doesn't anybody ever do movies of The Doors, but older? What if the Doors were?
Because they died.
What if the Doors were 70 when they started?
Dude, I killed the Doors in 1970.
And so instead of Al Kilmer playing them, you would have had Wilford Brimley playing Jim Morrison.
Ooh.
And they would all been partying it up.
Rudolph.
You would have been out there.
The diabetes got my foot, but still can drink a quart of liquor a day. Yeah. But yeah, maybe, let's see, who could play Freddie Mercury? B.J. Novak?
Tom Lennon. From Reno 911.
He's got a little muscle. He'd have, yeah, maybe.
He could sing.
He's a Broadway
flame.
Man. Yeah. Well,
I think
does
that's
the guy
the
have to be gay? Sasha's not
no,
gay,
he,
is he?
No, but you got to be able to act the flame, though.
Yeah. Like Cheap Trick says.
Yeah.
You got to act the flame.
What about that guy? Nick Schwartzen.
What about him?
What about him?
I don't know who that is.
He always he was in Reno 911.
Oh, as the gay skater guy. Yeah. Nick Swartzen. I don't know if I like.
What about Adam Sandler with a mustache?
Yeah, but he'd be all singing, Galileo, Galileo, Figaro. Goobie-da-da, boo-ba-ba-dee.
That would be a fun film, though, too.
Gagagoo, gee-gagoo. Yeah, it'd be kind of cool, but.
For like a 30-second clip.
Adam Sandler as Freddie Mercury.
What about really stretching it? What about Bruce Willis? What if he did it?
Yeah, maybe if Freddie lived. I wonder who's going to play the other, like
John Goodman.
I bet the guy that plays Brian May will be that guy from Workaholics, but they'll shave his mustache. Mike, the guy, you know, my stepson from Griefhammer, he is starting to look a lot like that dude from Workaholics because he's got a mustache and he's got kind of long but not really long frizzy hair, but kind of straight on the top but like super curly. And I was like, dude, you look like that dude from Workaholics. He's like, you don't know how many people have told me that. I was like, really? Cool. And it's not just me. So that's his claim to fame now. But yeah, we talked before. We got on the air about crazy Amanda Bynes. She's hospitalized on an involuntary psychiatric hold, 5150 in L.A. She got caught breaking into an old folks' home at night, and then she was trying to set some people's grass on fire.
What's that have to do with the amp?
What amp?
5150.
That's the crazy code. That's what Eddie Van Halen named his album after and his studio.
Really? I didn't know that. It must have been from that crazy paint job he put on his guitar. Yeah. That was crazy.
It was a Frankenstein guitar with a crazy paint job.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's crazy.
She apparently was, you know, after all of her tweet rants and all of her weird bloggings, and then she's setting people's lawns on fire and trying to break into old folks' homes.
Her parents see that she's on the path of Lindsay Lohan and are trying to intervene.
They want her money, though.
And they want to control her money and assets and make business decisions for her while she's not of sound mind.
Well, it's probably safer unless they're like a little bit
on the
It
depends on their motives.
Yeah. You would hope that they would be good. They would probably be concerned about their daughter
certainly
throwing bongs out of 37-story windows and fucking smoking weed in the fucking W Hotel's lobby or wherever that was. You know, you just...
I heard people were hanging outside a building that Justin Bieber was in, and he went out to wave hi to people.
Yeah.
And then spit down on them.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. He's been getting some flack. I saw a recent headline, didn't look into it because I don't really care, but it said that his parents had said to the news that Justin Bieber is just like any other 19-year-old, which means, yeah, he's a disrespectful little punk.
Yeah. Maybe he could play Freddie Mercury.
Ooh, Galileo. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It would make sense in the scope of the way things are, but it wouldn't make sense to you or me probably, but
yeah.
I could totally see that. I can't believe I didn't think of that myself.
Mm. What about Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, but they'd have to fix it. Well, he could grow a mustache and then his hair lip would be out of the way there.
Do you think John C. Reilly will do a spoof of it?
He could be Brian May.
He could.
Curly hair.
He could.
And then you get like,
I'm Duke Cox.
You cut me in half. We were talking about that after I cut my dad's leg off the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he could have fallen after he found out that that guy had the saw kicked back and cut his face. He's like, yeah, just think if it would have cut my leg worse, I could have fallen down and then cut my face off. I was like, yeah, I could have cut you in half. You cut me in half real good, son. I didn't know you could cut people in half like that. You cut me in half, Dewey. You cut me in half real good.
I remember being so shocked when I saw that part of the movie. The movie just opened with that.
And then you're like...
Am I watching the right movie? It's supposed to be a comedy, and he just chopped his kid brother in half.
But then you realize that it's comedy when it says, you cut me in half real good, Dewey.
Oh, yeah.
Because that line has never been uttered in any movie, I don't think. Uh-huh. You cut me in half real good.
Yeah.
Because that's not a good thing.
It's not.
You cut me in half real bad. You cut me right in half to the bone. I got to rewatch that movie. You don't want none of this, Dewey.
Jane.
What are you guys doing in there?
Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows, yeah, that's a great role. Now, he's an underrated... not staff, but cast member of SNL for sure, I think. Speaking of black people, this headline I saw caught my eye because it looked like a joke. A black bear goes into a bar, literally, in Colorado, sniffed around for a while, and then left without the human patrons even noticing him. It was on the surveillance video.
Nobody even noticed him?
The dude outside saw him coming out. It's like,
crazy.
What up? And he's like, bro. He's like, they wouldn't serve you because of the big paws. Yeah, I was waiting for a joke. But no, they said the video after watching it says the Bruin of a bear was estimated about 350 pounds, about 6 feet tall when standing on its hind legs, entered the back door of Lonigan's Saloon, Nightclub and Grill at 9:15 p.m. last week and nosed around for a time, which I don't know, it doesn't say how it was, before exiting the way that he came in. Said the bear's visit would have gone unreported if not for a man who was walking by outside and saw it come out, and also security camera footage that was captured for posterity. A passerby said he spotted the bear going in from the garbage bin to garbage bin in the car parking lot, and he wanted a photo, so he went to get his camera. And by the time he got back, the bear was going in the back door of the bar. He went in after him and tried to alert the patrons by yelling, "Bear!" Nobody even noticed. Nobody even heard him or paid any attention. So he called for the bear when it was about to enter the middle of the bar.
Did he know the bear's name?
He said, "Hey, bear." I think his name was Ben.
Because
all those bears are Bens. And so then the bear turned around and said, "Who, me?" No, he didn't.
Oh, now he's an owl.
He went, "Rrr." And then he turned around and went out the door.
I wonder if he saw the kegs and thought they were those barrels, because those bears were getting high, sniffing all those fumes.
The
barrels.
Uh-huh, barrels.
So
this guy says that this is the second time in 5 years that a bear has came into his bar.
Hmm.
Goes up to the bar and he says, "I'd like to order a beer."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Why the big pause? Get out of here. We don't serve." So this guy that saw him, he said, "I almost bopped him on the nose."
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. That's when you need one of those 3 million volt bear tasers.
You would want to do the thing that would probably provoke the bear and also cause him the least amount of harm.
He's just looking around for some food.
Yeah, and then you bop him on the nose, and then he's found his food.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's fucking crazy. Colorado, Estes Park, Colorado.
Bear walks into a bar. Did you hear about Colorado?
I heard a bear walked into a bar.
So did I.
Second one ducked.
There might be a vote to break up Colorado into two states.
Northeast or
North
Southwest?
Colorado.
North Colorado.
Yeah, all the there's a lot of rural districts that aren't feeling represented in the city slickerness of Denver. And Denver's getting bigger, and so they don't feel well represented, and they're hoping for maybe a November vote to actually start putting it through. But it's crazy.
That is weird. I don't know if they can do that.
Well, that requires an act of Congress.
Only time I hear that is when it's a joke. Like somebody said when they were coming out to the fair, they're like, "Oh, I finally got here. It took an act of Congress to do it," but it's like a silly metaphor.
I've never really came across
that. You never heard that in actual?
Not very many, maybe once.
This person was a couple years older than me.
Giving it a little bit slack.
47. Took an act of Congress to get out here, but I made it.
Said, well, that guy knows what he's talking about in politics.
What representative did you go to get the clearance for that? I mean, I heard they tried to split Colorado. They tried to split Colorado in half, and they couldn't even make that happen. But you made it to the Oregon Country Fair after an act of Congress that probably only took you one day to do.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, know? If you're, you know, some of those guys have big secrets. You could
That's
get
true.
Anything out of them.
And some people in Colorado just don't want to be associated with bars that let bears in there.
Yeah.
You're like, "Hey, bear." And he's like, "Roar." Could you imagine someone runs into a bar and goes, "Bear!" And you're like, "That fucking idiot's drunk again." You don't yell "bear" in a crowded bar. You can't yell.
You can't.
You can't yell "theater" in a crowded fire.
You can't yell "fire" in a crowded theater.
You can. You can't say "bomb" on a plane.
Yep. Yeah, you can't do that. Did you hear that they recently bred? Well, I don't think they purposely bred it. A zebra got out and had sex with a rare breed of donkey, and created the world's first zonkey.
thought you were going to call it a Zebrass.
Nope, it was a Zonky.
Well, that almost sounds like zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, they doubt it. It's fertile, though.
So it probably won't be able to reproduce.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that crossbreeding stuff. Oh, speaking of that, did you watch that Joe Rogan Questions Everything?
No, I don't get sci-fi. Okay. But I did see it when I was flipping through the channels the other day.
Pilot episode was all about Sasquatch.
Sasquatchian Sasquatches.
And so I don't know if he's always on there, but Duncan Trussell. Is he always on the Rogan Experience podcast?
I don't know.
No. Because he was on there, and it would cut to them in the podcast studio, and they were talking about, you know, so they talked to these people. First, they talked to this guy from Portland, Oregon, who has the most extensive collection of Bigfoot evidence, you know, a bunch of
paraphernalia.
Bunch of foot things, and he had like four or five baggies of what they thought was squatch dung poop. Mm-hmm. And some hair. And so Rogan talked to him, and this guy was like, he's like, some people are obsessive about it. I'm not really obsessive about it. And he's like, this whole room is filled with, you're not obsessive about it? Really? You know, so it's funny because he's like the skeptic. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come in on the show like most people do and say, all right, we're going to find Bigfoot. He's like, I've always wanted to find Bigfoot. And it's like one of my dreams to go actually Sasquatch hunting with like accredited Sasquatch hunters. So they go up into the dense forests of Washington where there's the most sightings, and they go with these guys who are apparently experts there.
Who's accrediting these hunters?
Well, they're just people who claim to be, you know, I've seen them this many times.
Okay.
I don't know how they're accredited. You know, the people that say the number one Bigfoot.
Certainly, all right.
Whatever. So they're tree knocking, they're doing this, they got this and that. And
the trees are knocking.
It all turned out just like every other Sasquatch show. They didn't find anything. The dung turned out to be bear poop. The hair was from a wolf. But there was like four or five people, as there always is on every show, that are just totally determined, and they act like they totally believe. So
did they say they saw one during the trip?
Nope. No, but they talked to people who had seen him, of course, and couldn't get a picture because when you see him, it happens so fast by the time you get your camera out. He's like, what about all these camera traps and tree cameras that they strap on that take a picture every 5 seconds for 24 hours? Never caught any on film or whatever. And then he went to a DNA specialist, and they had found some DNA that was seemed to be primate DNA mixed with human, so they're thinking that some monkey fucked some lady and that's where Sasquatch came from. And he was like, he was like 70. He's like, I've never seen any DNA evidence like this before that really does show that there is some kind of creature somewhere that is a mix between human. Well, primates are already close to humans as they are, so
certainly.
You think that it could be a misread chart that looks like it was mixed, but it's really just that they're so close already. So it was an interesting show because he gave his little Rogan comedic twist on it, and they'd go to the podcast studio and they'd talk about it and laugh about it, and he got Duncan Trussell to go with him. And they got kind of scared. They were like picking up some infrared thing, and then it ended up being the voice recorder that they had strapped to a tree. They were like, build it up, and then they go, oh my God, what is that? Commercial. So it's basically just like all of them. They come back. Oh, we're getting a big reading on this. Oh, it's the voice recorder. Sorry. You know, so.
Yeah.
It's an interesting show, kind of, because it's a little bit of a different twist, and he's basically making fun of most of the people, just kind of going, are these guys for real? And like squinting his face up.
But, you know, if something's there.
So I think every week he's going to tackle a different myth or whatever. I don't know. They're going for UFOs, aliens, or what's going to be next, but it's kind of an interesting watch.
Right on.
I only watched it because the kids had recorded it on the DVR, and I was like, Joe Rogan Questions. That's all I had room for. I was like, Joe Rogan Questions?
I think that's just the name of the show, right?
It's called Joe Rogan Questions Everything.
Oh.
But there wasn't enough room on the, you know, when there's not enough room for the full title, it just has the first part. So
I saw his manager should have alerted him to that.
What?
If he used that title.
Too long of a name.
Yeah. It's not going to show up on those.
Yeah, it'll just say your name. No one knows you.
Yeah, what do you think of the last episode of Under the Scone?
Pretty good.
What happened on it?
You didn't watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
The father found the girl in the thing.
And then he didn't let her go at first. And then he did.
I think he had to figure out what was going on, right? Like, he didn't want her to go and get his son in trouble, and he wanted to get a grip on what was going on in his own head, which is kind of fucked. But
and then they had visiting day where they thought that they were getting to see their families for the first time in a long time, but then they found it was really the last time.
We're saying
goodbye.
We didn't come here to say hello. We came here to say goodbye.
And then the missile comes, hits the dome, nothing happens.
Just
bounced off.
Did it blow up the entire rest of the world is what I'm wondering. Because
it looked
like it was all ravaged land. And they don't seem very concerned about that.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering now what the outside is kind of thinking. Are they thinking, is the outside thinking it should have blown up? Or are they doing that just to get the people around it that didn't have anything to like clear the experiment? Is it an experiment or is it just a town that's doing bad?
Is it a punishment from God?
Mm-hmm.
And the preacher's going crazy as ever. He thinks so. And, did he kill him? What happened?
Who?
The Breaking Bad dude, like, attacked that crazy preacher guy.
Oh,
didn't he kill him, didn't he?
Yeah, he killed him against the
He put him up against the dome with his hearing aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so he's out of the picture.
There. And so now he's got total control over the community.
Big Jim.
Yeah, Big Jim Rennick.
Big Jim!
He's got a website, you know.
I don't doubt it. BigJim.com?
Something like that. Big Jim's Auto Cars or something.
Well, there's BigJimWillig.com, too.
Really?
From the Big and Loud podcast. DonFrost.net. He can't get the .com because the dude wants $10,000 for it. So he's going with the .net. But yeah, Big Jim Rennie, I think he's a power freak. And I think he'll be the death of that town, if anything else.
It's kind of almost like the governor.
Watching him, yeah, for sure. Watching him makes me want to see the rest of Breaking Bad.
Certainly.
Like, I haven't got to watch season 5 yet, the first half, and then
I've been watching Boardwalk Empire.
I watched about 3 minutes of the Orange is the New Black, but then my thing started buffering and my one-click tether thing wasn't working.
Enjoy the first 3 minutes?
Oh, I liked it. They showed boobies.
Mm-hmm.
First there was like kids in a bathtub, and then there was like big titties, old titties.
Yeah.
And then like that black chick was giving that skinny chick a hard time saying she had nice little perky titties.
Yep.
And then she looked at her titties.
Immediately gets you into the show, doesn't it?
I'm like, fucking A.
I want to watch this show.
There's like lesbians at the beginning making out in the shower, and then there's big, that one chick had like big fake looking titties, which were great, and then they had the perky titties, and then the black chicks running around. I've been seeing a lot of my friends post on Facebook, Orange is the New Black, Orange is the New Black, Orange is the New Black. That's all. Like, they love it, you know. So other people said to watch the pilot. Really good characterization, whatever else. So I'm excited to watch it. I might have to go to my dad's and just watch it on my Kindle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can watch it on my Kindle. Or I could take the Roku down to my dad's and watch it down there because that's super portable.
Yeah.
The Roku's a little box about the size.
Box.
Yeah. And you just bring a power supply and they've got a wireless signal. Say, hey, Dad. That's right. I wouldn't be able to watch it with him because my stepmom.
Power Supply. Is that a band name?
Close. Power Station and Air Supply Mix. That would be great.
Power Supply would be a great metal band.
Power Supply would be a great cover band that just does Air Supply and Power Station songs.
What's the Power Station song? I know they got one.
Some like it hot, but some like when the heat is on. Duran Duran meets Robert.
Could you break up all Air Supply songs to be like in that staccato beat?
I'm all out of love. No, it'd be one of those bands that just picks two bands that they just do generic covers of them. Like, there's one from Eugene that I just recently heard of. Sounds kind of interesting. They're called Gimme Skelter. They do Rolling Stones and Beatles.
Nice.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
It's like Ted Zeppelin. I heard of a band that just did all Ted Nugent and Led Zeppelin. And then there's Dred Zeppelin, but they do their own thing.
Yeah.
But, Ted Zeppelin, so Power Supply, yeah. I'm all out of love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so lost without you. Oh, man.
I don't know about that.
Okay. But Power Supply.
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire.
I don't think that's on Netflix anymore because I tried to look it up and it was gone. And they took.
I've been illegally watching it. But it's HBO, I do believe, and it's Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Pat used to brag about that. Pat Wambacher liked that a lot.
Some of the show's kind of empty, you know, just to show what is going on.
It's because it's the time that it's set back then.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it focuses a little too much on creating what was going on in the time rather than the story. But I'm really enjoying season three. Is really where it's, it seems like he's coming into his power.
For sure.
You know, or at least the second coming of Nicky Thompson. Which is a weird to see, because Al Capone's in there. But he's like not even a minor character, you know, because this all takes in Atlantic City, where Capone, during this time...
He's from Chicago or something.
And yeah, and he's not even a huge power yet, you know, because it's early...
He's just coming up.
It's early 20s, yeah, you know, he's still a family guy, you know, and it deals a little bit with him and his deaf son.
Wait, Peter Griffin's in it?
Yeah, Peter Griffin.
Oh, family guy, you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to watch it. How many seasons did it go? Three?
It's three currently. I think it's probably going another.
It's still in production then? Or there's
Yeah, I think they're still doing seasons. But it's a great, you know, role for Steve.
For Steve.
You know, and if we were talking about boobies being freely on screen, if you're...
HBO's the place to go.
If you're a fan of Gretchen Mol.
I don't know who that is. I've never shopped there.
Gretchen Mol.
No, just kidding.
M-O-L. Gretchen Mol. She's on a bunch of shows. I'm sure you'd know her.
I probably know her boobs, but I don't know her name.
Gretchen Mol.
That's the way I am with ladies. I just see their boobs. Oh, I know her. I saw those before.
Yeah. I mean, you could go to the mall.
I think I saw Gretchen at the mall. I saw Gretchen at the mall.
Gretchen's not a very common name anymore.
No. If you're naming your kid Gretchen, you're stretching.
Oh, yeah.
What's in Hans's CD player? I don't fucking know, and we'll find out later. What's in Hans's CD? Jerry Murphy in the background there with us. We're going to bring him back on the show. You know he's a player. Oh, yeah, I know those boobs. Gretchen Mol.
Mm-hmm.
Like to maul her. Hi-yo. Today, Hans is listening, since it's Wednesday hump day, something that I'm very familiar with. And, you know, I've been being more surprised about how much Hans likes this band. I know he liked their earlier stuff, as I did, but then it was kind of like, this will give it away. When they took their makeup off, not so much. But
are you talking about Poison?
No. I almost said yes just to fuck with you, but no. We know who we're talking. We're talking about Kiss. He's listening to the last album with makeup.
Animalize.
No, that was no makeup.
Oh.
That's Creatures of the Night.
Creatures of the Night.
Which had Eric Carr with makeup.
Only glancing.
And it had Ace Frehley on the cover, but most of the guitar parts were performed by Vinnie Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't a member of the band yet. But well, you know,
But that was what they call when he came in. They called it the Vinnie Vincent invasion, right?
Because he was totally invading them.
Yeah,
actually, it was the Vincent Cusano interruption, and then they changed it to the Vinnie Vincent invasion.
Because what was his makeup?
He had like a Black Sabbath cross on his head with the loop on his forehead, and then the
like an onk.
Is that what those are? Those crosses with the loop on the top that's like on the Black Sabbath.
Yeah, like a Egyptian cross kind of thing.
So the straight part, the T goes across his eyebrows. And
but it's not like very far across. The loop almost goes out more than the cross.
Right, so the loop's on his forehead, and then the bottom of the cross goes down his nose.
Mm.
So, yeah, there was that. He was Vinnie Vincent, and I was going to say something before. Oh, Hans, did you know this? That on Creatures of the Night, several of the songs was co-written by Bryan Adams. What? You're not even going to give me a what on that?
That's pretty crazy.
1983, Bryan Adams is writing songs for Kiss. Paul Stanley and Bryan Adams collaborating. I should look this up, but you have the CD, obviously, Hans, because the CD's in your player. Look at the credits on some of these songs. Maybe you already know this.
Yeah, they had that song, Cuts Like a Knife.
Cuts Like a Creature of the Night. They changed it from Cuts Like a Knife to Creatures of the Night. That's where it came from. He said, well, I got a song.
Creature of the Night.
He's like, I had a big hit with a song called Cuts Like a Knife. Maybe we should do a song that's more heavy. And they're like, how about Creatures of the Night? The Creatures of the Night. Yeah. So
it's
Bryan
weird
Adams.
Because even though it cut like a knife, it felt so right.
Oh, it feels so right. Oh man! And like I said,
I don't know what that song's about.
It's about killing people.
Is it?
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
That's about love, dude. Love.
Is it?
It cuts like a knife.
But it feels so right. I don't get that, though.
Oh, it's about sex, actually. It's kind of like I'm sticking my sword into her wound, and it cuts like a knife, but it feels so right.
He's talking about virgin, taking a virgin.
That's right. Take a virgin.
Woo!
And as we mentioned on Monday's episode, my record player back in action. Stoked for that. I got the shirt on because I loved it so much. Mm-hmm. Listened to Mastodon's Crack the Sky last night on vinyl. What a great album. Love that. What have you been listening to? Anything? Queen?
I have been listening to Queen.
You liar.
Beggar at the Opera.
Night at the Opera?
Sure. I'm confusing it with
Beggar's Banquet. Oh, it's Queen Stones.
Oh, Queenstone.
Queens of the Stone Age, and you could play Rolling Stones, Queens, and Queens of the Queen.
Yeah. Yep. I have a new segment called Toe to Sew.
I just watched that episode last night.
I know.
Seriously?
Yep.
How did you know that?
This is Toe to Sew. This is where I'm going to say I toe to sew.
Right.
3D televisions, not the next thing.
I'm not the one to be able to say I toe to sew, but I fucking toe to sew.
Yep. Curved screens are coming in.
They're back?
No, oh, curved, no. Like they go the other way.
Right.
So concave? They're like
concave.
Yeah.
Wrap around.
Yeah, and
make your living room into an IMAX.
The cheapest ones right now are like 50 inches, $15,000.
Make your living room into an IMAX wraparound theater. Get one for your roof, one for behind you, one on the side,
yeah.
And you get your smell sensor with that too.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That would be.
It'd be great for driving games, though. I remember I had a game for the Xbox, and not that I would ever do this, but there was an ability to have, you could hook up, if you had four copies of the game, you could hook up four of the games and four systems, and you could have a front screen, two, like, connected to that on each side, and then one would be the rearview mirror.
Whoa.
Can you imagine buying an Xbox and one of the games just so that you could have that rear-view mirror screen?
Oh, man. It'd be nice to just
and
have
a TV.
Have that kind of money to do whatever you want, you know? Like
for a game that comes out with the next part within
even people
months.
That don't have that money, that much money, you know? Like, I know he's got a successful business and all, but Chris from Big Daddy Graphics recently posted that he just got a 70-inch TV.
Wow.
It's a little excessive, but I'm sure they're only like $1,000.
Yeah,
maybe
probably
more.
You know, get a pretty good deal.
Maybe
size is what your wants are. You know,
know,
I spent
you gotta have a
more
big,
than $1,000 for mine.
You gotta have a big living room to accommodate a 70.
Certainly,
TV, so.
Certainly.
And he's a big guy, but I don't know. He's probably got a big living room. It's like reason of deduction, which I forgot last week.
If you're
week.
Buying that much on, a, if you're buying, if you're paying $2,000 for a TV, you got to have a good recliner, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that reminds me of a joke that I cliffhanged you. Last Wednesday, never got to it. So this is a week-long cliffhanger, reaching from last hump day to this hump day. The joke will be coming to you on Friday. I hope you guys are still waiting for it. We'd like to thank our great sponsor, Singular Pizza. Now we had some lovely meaty pizza. Talked to Chris for
meat
a couple
market.
Of minutes. He was in Walmart at like 1:30 in the morning.
What?
I don't know. He posted a thing on Facebook, and I thought it was like at 4 in the morning, but he said, no, it was like 1:30. He was voicing the opinion of a pair of spandex that was being abused by some overweight lady. It was a post from spandex is screaming, help me, or something funny like that. But pizza now, go down there, Queen and Hill, get your pizza.
Yep.
That's good.
Sometimes you got a camel toe, sometimes you got a camel row.
That's right. Camel row.
You could plant corn in that. You know what I'm saying?
In a camel row. That's right. And if you want to know what's going on in the world of Terry Guile, that's me. Go to terryguile.com. I got some shows coming up. Not a lot because I've been doing some, but I got more on the way. And stick around after the show for plugs as well. Even though we're the Terry and Gatch comedy show, still go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the donate icon. Give us a buck. Maybe go to Amazon. Do some shopping through the link on our page. That gets a little revenue as well. And other than that, I think that's about a wrap for the Wednesday mm-hmm. episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost August.
What do you think about that ice pipe?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Pretty fucking awesome. Wait, it's awesome, but I just thought of something completely different.
Oh.
Whenever people talk about smoking weed or stuff, I think about my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. God rest her soul. Today, isn't it July 31st today, Wednesday? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
My mom would have been 69 today. Wait.
Wow.
40? No. She was born in 45, so.
68.
She'd have been 68.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I posted a thing on Facebook because last
week. Your dad was robbing the cradle.
No, he was only 2 years older than her.
I know, but when she was one, he was three.
Oh, I know. That's gross. But I posted something the other day. It was the day that my mom passed away, and I posted a thing on Facebook that said, you know, today is the day that my mom passed away, and I love you, Mom. I know they don't have Facebook where you are because you aren't. I thought that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got cremated. She's not in the ground. She's not in the spirit, I don't think. Prove me wrong, anybody. Show me a spirit world.
Ooh, here's something we can talk about on Friday.
What?
Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
Isn't it funny when they say, please press 1 for English, and then you end up getting some dude that can't even fucking barely speak English, and his name's Ken?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know my name is Ken.
Yeah.
No, your name's not fucking Ken. It might be Abadaka Ken.
And that makes no sense for the other people that need to press other buttons. What did you say?
Abadaka dog doce. El numero doce. How can't you just speak English or die? Right?
Yeah.
Wait, that's just an old Stormtroopers of Death.
Funny or die.
Why does everybody have to be so angry all the time? I don't know. Hey, it's Wednesday. Go down to the Tiny Tavern in Eugene and open mic.
Yeah, eat a corn dog.
Every Wednesday. Eat a corn dog?
Comedians love corn dogs because it's like holding a mic.
Yeah.
You can grab a corn dog and just start telling jokes to people on the street.
I do that in my living room.
That'd be great.
I have an open mic in my room every night with corn dog mic.
Open corn dog night.
And then when I'm a joke bomb, they just eat the mic and run. Don't you wish you could do that when you're bombing? Yeah. You just eat the microphone and run out.
But, you know, corn dogs are special, though, because you can whip them off that stick.
Ooh, you got to loosen them from the crust on the bottom.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a happy hump day.
Rock on.
See you on Friday. Oh, yeah. Hey, all you taggots. You ready for a new background track? I think I am about ready. Been rolling this black napkins for months now. So stay tuned for the next plugs to have a new background track next week. Here we go, every Friday for a few more weeks. Comedy at the Baghdad in Portland. Baghdad Theater, 37th and Hawthorne, with your host, Tristan Spillman. It's been going on for about 7 years. It's coming to a close on September 6th as the final Friday. About 20 of Portland's best comics will be there that night. Go and support. Still only $5. Every Wednesday, it's the weekly recurring humor night up in Portland at the Tonic Lounge, hosted by Whitney Streed. There's also an open mic afterwards. The show starts at 9, open mic's at 11. And then every second Friday in Eugene, every second Friday of the month, Pantsless Comedy Show with Mike McGowan. He always has a great headliner and great comics all the way around. That's at Cornucopia in Eugene, 5th and Pearl. August 2nd, Blois Occult in Witch Mountain at the Benton County Fairgrounds for the Benton County Fair. It's going to be an awesome show. August 5th, it's the Sword, Castle, and American Sharks at the Hawthorne Theater. August 8th, Fog Hat here in Albany at the River Rhythms, Monteith Park. That's a free show. I think I might go to that. My wife has me talked into it, I think. I didn't get tickets for Doug Benson, which is also August 8th at the Grand Theater, Salem. That's close to sold out, I think, so contact Raven's Eye Productions for ticket info. August 8th through 11th, a four-day metal festival called the Northwestern Black Circle No. 5 is happening at Bronx in Portland. Thursday's headliners are Ex Mortis and Witch Haven. Friday night, you got Insanity and Poison Idea. Saturday, Grave Hill, Drawn and Quartered, and Ghoul. And then on the Sunday night, it's Vaughn, Toxic Holocaust, Ceremonial Castings. Plus, each night has about seven other bands I didn't mention, totaling about 40, 45 bands. It's a $52 four-day pass, or you can get tickets at the door for $16 a day, $14 in advance. August 24th, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater up in George, Washington. Should be a great show. I don't know who's opening for them yet, but check it out. And like I said, Comedy at the Baghdad, August 30th is my time to shine. My last performance at the Baghdad Theater with your host, like I said, Tristan Spillman. It's a $5 cover. Starts somewhere between 8 and 10. I'll give you more details as the date approaches. September 8th, the Uproar Festival at the Sleep Country Amphitheater with Alice in Chains, James Addiction, and possibly local acts like 30 Pound Test if you go to their website and vote for them. Also, In Her Memory is in the running for that. The Bam Margera Experience. I don't know what that is, but they're coming to the Hawthorne Theater September 3rd with Head P.E. and some other things.
Skater.
I know who he is, but I don't know if that's a band or what. The Bam Margera Experience. Also, the Moody Blues are coming to the Holt Center. That's a ways off, though. October 22nd. If you're into that, they always come back there, and I heard they put on a great show. Not a big fan of them, but if you are, you should go see them because they probably won't be playing too much longer. They're getting old. September 12th, Led Zeppelin, great tribute to Led Zeppelin, is playing somewhere. I believe the Wow Hall. Don't have very great information right here. Some good metal shows coming to the Hawthorne Theater in October, like Diamond Head and Raven on October 11th, Creator and Overkill on the 13th, Godflesh is also coming back, and Pearl Jam is going to be at the Rose Garden on November 29th. And my battery is dying on my media device. You guys have a great day. Go out and do some shows. Do them up the butt. This has been Plugs, Tagcast, podcast.com, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Go listen.